Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God in the book of Psalms, Psalm 103, beginning at verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. For he knows our frame, he remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those who remember his commandments to do them. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength, who do his word, heeding the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, you ministers of his, who do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Verses 1 through 20, 22, all of Psalm 103. Father, we thank you once again for your word, and thank you for the many blessings and the encouragements, the benefits that come from being a child of God and being an obedient and faithful follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, more and more, help us to take your precious and powerful word and use it as the weapon it is, the sword of the Spirit, and so many other things and ways it will bless us as we take it and use it. Help us to become more and more the well-equipped warriors you've called us to be as we go out on the battlefield of life each and every day, learning more and more skillfully to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, wisely, effectively, and productively. We thank you for the wonderful gift of your Word. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Robertson. Rick will pray with us at this time.
Our Father in heaven, we're thankful that you stooped down and listened to us, that you saw our need for a Savior and sent your precious Son, Jesus, to die on that terrible cross for our sins. Help us, Father, to be more aware of that, to be more thankful for that, be more drawn to you today, that we would look to you, that we would lean on you, that we would depend on you and rest in you today. We need your help to do that, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rick. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. We're continuing to remind you of this new, very important project from the American Family Association. The American Family Association will no longer be canceled by culture or banned from speaking the truth. We've introduced one of our latest ministry efforts, AFA Streaming, built and managed by the American Family Association. Previously, AFA relied on third-party platforms such as YouTube, Vimeo, and Facebook to stream content. However, these platforms have become censors of biblical truth, tragically. AFA Streaming is now available. AFA Streaming is an online platform that hosts all AFA-produced video content, from documentaries and church curriculum to our Cultural Institute series. All are available now for online viewing on a user-friendly, first-class website. AFA's vision is to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation. AFA Streaming also provides top-notch resources that address issues related to the core values of the American Family Association. It's simple to create an account and stream limited content at no cost to you. But keep in mind, great commission partners, that is, those who make a monthly donation of any amount, will have unlimited access to all content on the platform. Please pray for this ministry effort. The American Family Association continues to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation. Keep in mind, too, we're encouraging you to set up your account today to begin streaming on AFA Streaming. To find out more, visit afa.net. Again, that's afa.net. Today, we continue reading through the Word of God as we pick up now in the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 26. And let me say before we get into the reading of the scriptures itself, I think it's so important that we grow an understanding of how important it is that we as believers read and meditate on the Word of God and recognize that God's Word truly is the sword of the Spirit, and it's so much more in the way of spiritual weaponry. Just the reading of God's Word all by itself ministers to your mind, body, and spirit. In fact, one of the most fruitful habits in all of life is that of simply reading God's Word each and every day. On a pretty regular basis, I encourage believers to start the habit of reading at least 3 chapters in the Bible each and every day. I'm reminded of this. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 through 22 tell us, "My son, give attention to my words, incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh." And it's very important and significant to note that a very critical truth in this particular passage that I just referenced, Proverbs 4, 20 through 22. Note this, in this passage, the actual Hebrew word for health is the word for medicine. So amongst other things, God's word is medicine to our mind, body, and spirit as well. So it's very true and accurate to state that, amongst other things, it's not only medicine, but it ministers, to every part of our being, and we need that. We really need that. Life is full of so much warfare, and there's so many casualties that are coming up in one form or another amongst people as we are affected by the battles of life. But God's word is a tool that helps to cure all the ills of life. It's medicine that cures all the ills of life. Being in God's Word every day, I can't overemphasize how important it is, but not only reading and meditating on it, but learning to speak the Word of God, speak the promises of God, stand on the promises of God. All of these are ways to put the weapon of God's Word to work in your life. They help us to walk in victory in every area of our lives. Putting your faith to work by speaking the Word and standing on the Word, praying the Word, living the Word. Hope that you'll do that. We pick up now specifically reading in 1 Chronicles chapter 26, starting at verse 1. "Concerning the divisions of the gatekeepers of the Korahites, Meshelemiah, the son of Kore, of the sons of Asaph, and the sons of Meshelemiah were Zechariah, the firstborn, Jediel, the second, Zebadiah, the third, Jothniel the fourth, Elam the fifth, Jehohanan the sixth, Eliehoenai the seventh. Moreover, the sons of Obed-Edom were Shemaiah the firstborn, Jehozabad the second, Joah the third, Sakar the fourth, Nathanael the fifth, Amiel the sixth, Issachar the seventh, Pulthai the eighth, for God blessed them. Also to Shemaiah his son were sons born who governed their father's houses, because they were men of great ability. The sons of Shemaiah were Othni, Raphael, Obed, and Elzabad, whose brothers Elihu and Semachiah were able men. All these were of the sons of Obed-Edom, they and their sons and their brethren, able men with strength for the work, 62 of Obed-Edom. And Meshelemiah had sons and brethren, 18 able men. Also, Hosa of the children of Mariah had sons, Shimri the first, for though he was not the firstborn, his father made him the first, Hilkiah the second, Tebaliah the third, Zechariah the fourth. All the sons and brethren of Hosa were 13. Among these were the divisions of the gatekeepers, among the chief men, having duties just like their brethren, to serve in the house of the Lord. And they cast lots for each gate, the small as well as the great, according to their father's house. The lot for the east gate fell to Shelemiah. Then they cast lots for his son Zechariah, a wise counselor, and his lot came out for the north gate, to Obed-Edom the south gate, and to his sons the storehouse. To Supim and Hosa the lot came out for the west gate, with the Shelekath gate on the ascending highway, watchman opposite watchman. On the east were 6 Levites, on the north 4 each day, on the south 4 each day, and for the storehouse 2 by 2. As for Parbar on the west, there were 4 on the highway and 2 at the Parbar. These were the divisions of the gatekeepers among the sons of Korah and among the sons of Merari. Of the Levites, Ahijah was over the treasuries of the house of God and over the treasuries of the dedicated things. The sons of Laadan, the descendants of the Gershonites of Laadan, heads of their fathers' houses of Laadan, the Gershonite. Jehieli, the sons of Jehieli, Zetham and Joel, his brother, were over the treasuries of the house of the Lord. Of the Amramites, the Izrahites, the Hebronites, and the Uzielites, Jebuel, the son of Gershom, the son of Moses, was overseer of the treasuries. And his brethren by Eliezer were Rehabiah, his son, Jeshiah, his son, Joram, his son, Zikri, his son, and Shelemith, his son. This Shelemith and his brethren were over all the treasuries of the dedicated things which King David and the heads of fathers' houses, the captains over thousands and hundreds, and the captains of the army had dedicated. Some of the spoils won in battles they dedicated to maintain the house of the Lord. And all that Samuel the seer, Saul the son of Kish, Abner the son of Ner, and Joab the son of Zeruiah had dedicated, every dedicated thing was under the hand of Shelomith and his brethren. Of the Izharites, Kenaniah and his sons performed duties as officials and judges over Israel outside Jerusalem. Of the Hebronites, Hashabiah and his brethren, 1,700 able men, had the oversight of Israel on the west side of the Jordan for all the business of the Lord and in the service of the king. Among the Hebronites, Jerijah was head of the Hebronites according to his genealogy of the fathers. In the 40th year of the reign of David, they were sought. Verses 1 through 31. 1 Chronicles chapter 26. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we continue reading through the Word of God. We'll be right back.
Bread of life sent down from the glory. Many think you were on earth a holy king, a carpenter, but you are the living word. They now come on,
sent down from glory.
Many think Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Bread sent down from glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were.
Awesome ruler,
awesome ruler,
gentle redeemer, God with us,
God with us, the living truth, and what a friend we have in you. This is what we'd like to call you, Jesus, Jesus.
That's what we call you, yeah. You were born in a manger, but on a tree
you died to save man.
The Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you.
Music of Fred Hammond, You Are the Living Word. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We continue reading through the Word of God as we pick up now in the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 26, picking up at verse 26. This Shelomith and his brethren were over all the treasuries of the dedicated things which King David and the heads of fathers' houses, the captains over thousands and hundreds, and the captains of the army had dedicated. Some of the spoils won in battles they dedicated to maintain the house of the Lord. And all that Samuel the seer, Saul the son of Kish, Abner the son of Ner, and Joab the son of Zeruiah had dedicated, every dedicated thing was under the hand of Shelomith and his brethren. Of the Izharites, Kenaniah and his sons performed duties as officials and judges over Israel outside Jerusalem. Of the Hebronites, Hashabiah and his brethren, 1,700 able men, had the oversight of Israel on the west side of the Jordan for all the business of the Lord and in the service of the king. Among the Hebronites, Jerijah was head of the Hebronites according to his genealogy of the fathers. In the 40th year of the reign of David, they were sought, and there were found among them capable men at Jazer of Gilead. And his brethren were 2,700 able men, heads of fathers' houses, whom King David made officials over the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, for every matter pertaining to God and the affairs of the king. 1 Chronicles chapter 27. And the children of Israel, according to their number, the heads of fathers' houses, the captains of thousands and hundreds, and their officers, served the king in every matter of the military divisions. These divisions came in and went out month by month, throughout all the months of the year, each division having 24,000. Over the first division, for the first month was Jeshobeam, the son of Zabdiel, and in his division were 24,000. He was of the children of Perez, and the chief of all the captains of the army for the first month. Over the division of the second month was Dodai and Ahohite, and of his division, Mikloth also was the leader. In his division were 24,000. The third captain of the army for the third month was Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, the priest, who was chief. In his division were 24,000. This was the Benaiah who was mighty among the 30 and was over the 30. In his division was Amizabad, his son. The fourth captain for the fourth month was Asahel, the brother of Joab, and Zebadiah, his son, after him. In his division were 24,000. The fifth captain for the fifth month was Shamhuth, the Israelite. In his division were 24,000. The sixth captain for the sixth month was Ira, the son of Ikesh, the Tekoite. In his division were 24,000. The seventh captain for the seventh month was Helez, the Pelonite, of the children of Ephraim. In his division were 24,000. The eighth captain for the eighth month was Sibbekai, the Hushathite, of the Zarites. In his division were 24,000. The ninth captain for the ninth month was Abiezer, the Anathothite, of the Benjamites. In his division were 24,000. The tenth captain for the tenth month was Maharai, the Netophathite, of the Zarites. In his division were 24,000. The 11th captain for the 11th month was Benaiah, the Parathonite, of the children of Ephraim. In his division were 24,000. The 12th captain for the 12th month was Heldai, the Netophathite, of Othniel. In his division were 24,000. Furthermore, over the tribes of Israel, the officers were the Reubenites. Furthermore, over the tribes of Israel, the officer over the Reubenites was Eleazar, the son of Zichri. Over the Simeonites, Shephatiah, the son of Maacah. Over the Levites, Hashabiah, the son of Kemuel. Over the Aaronites, Zadok. Over Judah, Elihu, one of David's brothers. Over Issachar, Omri, the son of Michael. Over Zebulun, Ishmaiah, the son of Obadiah. Over Naphtali, Jeremoth, the son of Azriel. Over the children of Ephraim, Hoshea, the son of Azaziah. Over the half-tribe of Manasseh, Joel, the son of Pedaiah. Over the half-tribe of Manasseh in Gilead, Iddo, the son of Zechariah, over Benjamin, Jaasiel, the son of Abner, over Dan, Azarel, the son of Jeroham. These were the leaders of the tribes of Israel. But David did not take the number of those 20 years old and under, because the Lord had said he would multiply Israel like the stars of the heavens. Joab, the son of Zeruiah, began a census, but did not finish, for wrath came upon Israel because of this census, nor was the number recorded in the account of the Chronicles of King David. And Azmaveth, the son of Adiel, was over the king's treasuries, and Jehonathan, the son of Uzziah, was over the storehouses in the field, in the cities, in the villages, and in the fortresses. Ezri, the son of Kelub, was over those who did the work of the field for tilling the ground. And Shimei, the Ramathite, was over the vineyards. And Zabdi, the Shipmite, was over the produce of the vineyards for the supply of wine. Baal-Hanan, the Gederite, was over the olive trees and the sycamore trees that were in the lowlands, and Joash was over the store of oil. And Shitri, the Sharonite, was over the herds that fed in Sharon, and Shaphat, the son of Adlai, was over the herds that were in the valleys. Obil, the Ishmaelite, was over the camels. Jediah, the Meronothite, was over the donkeys. And Jaziz, the Hagrite, was over the flocks. All these were the officials over King David's property. Also, Jehonathan, David's uncle, was a counselor, a wise man, and a scribe. And Jehiel, the son of Hakmonai, was with the king's sons. Ahithophel was the king's counselor, and Hushai, the Archite, was the king's companion. After Ahithophel was Jehoiada, the son of Benaiah. Then Abiathar, and the general of the king's army was Joab. 1 Chronicles chapter 28. Now David assembled at Jerusalem all the leaders of Israel, the officers of the tribes and the captains of the divisions who served the king, the captains over thousands and captains over hundreds, and the stewards over all the substance and possessions of the king and of his sons, with the officials, the valiant men, and all the mighty men of valor. Then King David rose to his feet and said, "Hear me, my brethren and my people. I had it in my heart to build a house of rest for the ark of the covenant of the Lord and for the footstool of our God, and had made preparations to build it. But God said to me, 'You shall not build a house for my name. You shall not build a house for my name, because you have been a man of war and have shed blood.' However, the Lord God of Israel chose me above all the house of my father to be king over Israel forever, for he has chosen Judah to be the ruler. And of the house of Judah, the house of my father, and among the sons of my father, he was pleased with me to make me king over all Israel. And of all my sons, for the Lord has given me many sons, he has chosen my son Solomon to sit on the throne of the kingdom of the Lord over Israel. Now he said to me, 'It is your son Solomon who shall build my house and my courts, for I have chosen him to be my son, and I will be his father. Moreover, I will establish his kingdom forever, if he is steadfast to observe my commandments and my judgments, as it is this day. Now therefore, in the sight of all Israel, the assembly of the Lord, and in the hearing of our God, be careful to seek out all the commandments of the Lord your God, that you may possess this good land, and leave it as an inheritance for your children after you forever. As for you, my son Solomon, know the God of your father and serve him with a loyal heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches all hearts and understands all the intents of the thoughts. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will cast you off forever. Consider now, for the Lord has chosen you to build a house for the sanctuary. Be strong and do it." Then David gave his son Solomon the plans for the vestibule, its houses, its treasuries, its upper chambers, the inner chambers, and the place of the mercy seat, and the plans for all that he had by the Spirit of the courts of the house of the Lord, of all the chambers all around, of the treasuries of the house of God, and of the treasuries for the dedicated things, also for the division of the priests and the Levites, for all the work of the service of the house of the Lord, and for all the articles of service in the house of the Lord. He gave gold by weight for things of gold, for all articles used in every kind of service, also silver for all articles of silver by weight, for all articles used in every kind of service, the weight of the lampstands of gold and their lamps of gold, by weight for each lampstand and its lamps. For the lampstands of silver by weight, for the lampstand and its lamps, according to the use of each lampstand. And by weight he gave gold for the tables of the showbread, for each table, and silver for the tables of silver. Also pure gold for the forks, the basins, the pitchers of pure gold, and the golden bowls. He gave gold by weight for every bowl, and for the silver bowls, silver by weight for every bowl, and refined gold by weight for the altar of incense, and for the construction of the chariot, that is the gold cherubim that spread their wings and overshadowed the ark of the covenant of the Lord. All this, said David, the Lord made me understand in writing by his hand upon me and all the works of these plans. Verses 1 through 19, 1 Chronicles chapter 28. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we continue reading through the Word of God. We'll be right back. Of Andrew Peters. Is he worthy? Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We continue now in the New Testament, reading through the Word of God as we pick up now in 1 John chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled concerning the Word of life, the life was manifested. And we have seen and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us. That which we have seen and heard we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. In these things we write to you, that your joy may be full. This is the message which we have heard from Him and declare to you, that God is light. And in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. 1 John chapter 2. My little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And He Himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world. Now by this we know that we know Him, if we keep His commandments. He who says, I know Him, and does not keep His commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps His word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in Him. He who says he abides in Him ought himself also to walk, just as He walked. Brethren, I write no new commandment to you, but an old commandment which you have had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write to you, which thing is true in Him and in you, because the darkness is passing away, and the true light is already shining. He who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now. He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. But he who hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. I write to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for His name's sake. I write to you, fathers, because you have known Him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write to you, little children, because you have known the Father. I have written to you, fathers, because you have known Him who is from the beginning. I have written to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. Little children, it is the last hour. And as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. I have not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who acknowledges the Son has the Father also. Therefore, let that abide in you, which you heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that He has promised us, eternal life. These things I have written to you concerning those who try to deceive you. But the anointing which you have received from Him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things and is true and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in Him. And now, little children, abide in Him, that when He appears, you may have confidence and not be ashamed before Him at His coming. If you know that He is righteous, you know that everyone who practices righteousness is born of him. 1 John chapter 3. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called the children of God. Therefore the world does not know us, because it did not know him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. Whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him there is no sin. Whoever abides in him does not sin. Whoever sins has neither seen him nor known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of Man was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin, because he has been born of God. In this the children of God and the children of the devil are manifested. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another, not as Cain, who was of the wicked one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his works were evil and his brother's righteous. Do not marvel, my brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He who does not love his brother abides in death. Whoever hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. By this we know, because he laid down his life for us, and we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoever has this world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And by this we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence toward God. And whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. Now he who keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in him. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit whom he has given us. 1 John chapter 4. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Verses 1 through 4, 1 John chapter 4. You've been listening to the Hour of Intercession as we've been reading through the Word of God, and as we normally do at the end of the broadcast. If you are listening today and you have never made that all-important step of asking Christ to come into your heart, we want to invite you to take the time to do that now. The most important, the single most important decision in all of life is the decision to receive Christ as your Lord and Savior and to commit your life to Him. If you'd like to make that very important step and be saved today, would you simply pray this prayer from your heart with me? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so, so very much. That you came into the world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many ways, Lord. Lord, I repent and turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Help me to live my whole life for you. You said in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me, fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. My email address is jparker@afa.net. We would very much like to hear from you. If you prayed that prayer and received Christ today, please get in touch with us. Email me again at jparker@afa.net. We'd like to share some literature and resources with you that'll help you to begin to grow and grow up strong in your new walk with the Lord. Please get in touch with us again, jparker@afa.net. Thanks for being a part of our listening family. If you're not reading your Bible every day, today is a great day to start that very important habit of reading at least 3 chapters in your Bible each and every day, a habit that'll bless you. And parents, please have your children to read 3 chapters out loud to you as well, a habit that'll bless you and your household greatly and your children in a special way. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.